With so many attacks threatening the world we live in, isn't it time you stocked up on emergency food? Now is the time to get it before it's too late. Go to preparewiththinkaboutit.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. And this month, you'll also get a $279 Alexa Pro Pure Water Filtration System. That's right. You'll need this when things fall apart. But this is something you should be using now as well. The Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system reduces up to 200 contaminants that toxify your water. Go to preparewiththinkaboutit.com. Your $279 Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system comes free with each 3-month emergency food kit you order. That way, everybody in your family can be well prepared. This offer won't last forever, so don't delay. Check this off your list and sleep better, knowing your family won't suffer when the worst ever happens. Go to preparewiththinkaboutit.com and enjoy free shipping, too. Preparewiththinkaboutit.com. Hi, Steve here. If I didn't know better, I would think that women are getting uglier as time goes on. But I know that's not it. The headline reads, USA Today again picks biological man as woman of the year. Pardon me a moment. There are so many serious things I could talk about, but I'm really tired of retards trying to twist the minds of other retards and weak-minded sponges soaking up this nonsensical inversion of reality dribble. I'm talking about all of the mainstream media and the lawless left, including USA Today and its editors promoting the propaganda of insanity. I use this definition of retarded as characterized by the slowness or limitation in intellectual understanding and awareness. Apparently, the USA Today has fallen off the reality train and got on the geriatric wagon of Joe Biden, where it's normal to shake hands with invisible people, promote men who dress like women and want all men and even little boys to be women, and live in a fairy tale land with nothing but fairies. USA Today has picked a trans-identified male as a woman of the year for a second time running, and this time it's someone who advocates for child sex changes. The media outlet has chosen Leah Finke as its woman of the year for Minnesota. Finke was the first transgender legislator to be appointed to the Minnesota House of Representatives in November. USA Today says the awards are a way of
highlighting local and national heroines who make a positive impact in their communities every day.
Wait a minute. They're not female or woman heroines. They're not heroines. In order to be a heroine, you either have to be a drug or you have to be a female hero. Finke has made it a priority to ensure children are allowed to have access to gender-altering surgery, recently sponsoring a bill to make Minnesota a
trans refuge state.
Can anybody see what's going on here besides me? You put a transgender into a political office, and what do? Promote transgenderism. The cutting off and mutilation of little children's genitals and turning them into, excuse me while I gag again. As we highlighted last week, the Democrat governor and lieutenant governor of the state are on an executive mission to force state agencies to push
gender-affirming health care.
Pardon me. Governor Tim Walz has labeled efforts to halt trans surgery on children as
persecution,
vowing to make sure that Minnesota's place as a
welcoming, loving, neighborly state where you're welcome and will be free of persecution or anything else that we're trying to see in some other states.
Pardon me. Pardon me. Minnesota is also one of the states where shocking trans and gay porn books have been placed in school libraries, seemingly unbeknownst to school officials. How'd that get there? USA Today now has a habit of picking biological men as
women of the year,
having last year decided that Biden Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, Rachel Levine, was worthy of the award. Okay, I know that the retarded watching, the retarded of this world, the dumbed down, and the sponges that soak in the insanity of insanities don't understand what I'm talking about. That's because you're retarded too.